What is up, everybody? It's your boy back in it again. It's another Monday with movies. It's a movie day. Time to watch a movie, okay? So today we're talking about the next movie in the Askewniverse, Kevin Smith movies featuring Jay and Silent Bob. So, next up after Dogma, we're looking at Clerks 2. Oh, wait, no, not after Dogma. We did Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back last. Now, it's time for Clerks 2. Now, again, like I said with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I was going into this movie thinking, like, it's going to be just vulgar for the sake of being vulgar. And because, like, how I remember it, the only thing I really remember is, like, Jay, like, reenacting the Buffalo Bill scene from Silence of the Lambs where he's got his dick tucked back and he's, like, stripping and being like, to Goodbye Horses by, what's that name? Q Lazarus, I think is the band's name. Anyway, and then I also remember, like, the donkey show at the end of the movie. So I was like, yeah, this is just going to be vulgar as fuck. And I remember as a kid, I was like, it's not even that funny. But it's because I missed a lot of the nuances of the comedy because it's, like, very adult. It has much to do with, like, romantic relationships and as well as, like, kind of, like, being the nerdy kid and shit. Like, I don't know. It, as a kid, it just didn't hit as hard. But rewatching this, the Elias character, the little nerdy 19-year-old that works with them at movies. So let me. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So this movie doesn't take place in the Quick Trip. The Quick Trip burns down at the very beginning of the movie. The way it's done is, the way it's shot is pretty cool because it opens up like in classic Clerks fashion, black and white, and Dante's going to open up the Quick Trip store, and it's on fire, and the only thing that's in color is the flames. And then it shows, like, from inside the store looking out, and then that's when everything switches to color, and when it cuts back to Dante outside the store calling 911, all of a sudden everything just switches to color. It's pretty cool. I thought it was pretty nice, even though the flame CGI is, like, very cheap and tacky, but that's okay. That's how Kevin Smith makes his money. He makes movies real cheap, and, you know, they're still quality. Well, I won't say all of his movies are quality. I'll say the comedy movies are quality, and even the rom-com kind of movies, they're quality because you don't really need a huge budget to make a good rom-com. It's all about the writing. It's all about the jokes. It's all about the relationships between all of these fictional characters. So, you know, it's pretty good. So anyway, the Quick Trip burns down. So Dante and Randall are the heroes of our story today. Are working at a movies. So they're flipping burgers over at movies. They work with this little 19-year-old kid named Alex. Not Alex. Elias. Excuse me. Elias is very funny. And as a kid, I didn't really like that character all that much. I thought he was, like, the most boring, plain. But now, looking, like, with a fresh, grown pair of eyes, I've lived a whole life, a whole quarter of a life. This guy is the funniest fucking, like, just geeky stereotype Christian, ultra-mega Christian. It's hilarious. He's, like, they get in this whole thing about Transformers being a slight against God, and he's like, well, actually, you see, okay, and, like, the way he delivers his lines, it's like he's a good actor who knows how to act like he's acting bad, or at least, like, a decent actor knowing how to act bad. I've never seen him in anything else, so maybe that's just, like, they got some real 19-year-old geeky kind of guy, but I just want to believe that he's, like, a good actor that knows how to act bad in a good way, because the way he delivers his lines, like, literally, it's like, well, okay, Randall, see, Transformers isn't a sleight of God because, okay, so back in Jesus camp, we made a flow chart and I basically all but proved that Transformers isn't a slight against God because, all right, okay, look at this. So, God made people, right? And people made Transformers, okay? So it's like Transformers is a gift from God. You know, it's just like the way you can't make, you can't, it's either you're actually that guy or you just know how to really act really good as that guy. And I appreciate that. I really, so yeah, Elias is a great character. Rosario Dawson's in this movie, and my God, what a beautiful woman that is, huh? Jesus. This whole movie revolves around Dante. You know, he's getting married. He's gonna move with his fiance down to Florida. Their parents are gonna like give them a house for, you know, their wedding gift, and her dad has got Randall a job at a car wash he owns. So it's all gonna work out. Everything's gonna be great. But turns out Dante actually cheated on his wife with Rosario Dawson's character, April, I think her name is. I don't know. April, I'm pretty sure. I don't know characters' names. What do you think I am? I only know male character names because you think I'm sort of pussy? You think I'm some sort of pussy who knows women's names? You think I'm some sort of pussy that listens to like women who make music? You think I enjoy women-made art? Hell no. No, I'm pretty sure her name was April. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter all too much. What I do know is that this movie's a hilarious movie. Very, very great movie, okay? Dante cheated on his wife with Rosario Dawson, and she is his manager at this movies, and they fucked on the prep table. That is sickening. You know, people eat food that are pre that is prepped on the prep table, obviously. There's now asshole and cum juice all over the fucking prep table. It's making me. Oh, it's really grinding my gears up, and I'm truly sickened by it. You know, makes me think about what's going on over at all your local McDonald's and Sonic's. What the fuck's really going on at Sonic's? Somebody's pulling some fuckery shit at Sonic's, smearing their asshole ass cheeks, banging one out all over the tables and shit. It's not right. It's not right at all. But yeah, so they cheated. Dante cheated. And Rosario Dawson is pregnant with Dante's child. So it becomes like this whole do I stay here with this woman that I actually think I love, or do I get married to this fiance that I have that I don't really love? She's just like really attractive, and you know, we have a whole life set up together, and but I can't just leave my child here in New Jersey. And yeah, so at the end of the day, Randall throws together a going away party for Dante, which is the donkey show. As the donkey show's like being set up is when Rosario Dawson's character leaves out of anger because Dante told Randall about the baby, and Randall was like, "Oh, I hope you have a may your first child be very masculine," or something like that. And she was very upset that, you know, Dante went and told Randall. So Dante follows her out and like tries to catch up with her and talk to her. Goes on the drives, you know, around Jersey or whatever. And all the meanwhile, Randall ordered Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud. which, you know, he thinks Kinky Kelly is a woman and the sexy stud is the donkey for this donkey show. Turns out Kinky Kelly is the donkey and the sexy stud fucks and sucks the donkey. He's like a big old, like, 40-year-old bald muscular man. And so yeah, they Dante comes back to Moobies. They're having the donkey show inside of Moobies. So Dante comes back to Moobies to help Randall shut down, or so he thinks. And oh, Kinky Kelly and the sexy stud. The sexy stud brought a fog machine, and he's like, for ambiance or whatever. And so Dante thinks Moobies is on fire and calls 911 before rushing in to like try to stop the fire. And it turns out it's just a donkey show going on in there with a fucking fog machine. And everyone's there. Jay and Silent Bob are there. Randall, Elias, this good little Christian boy. He's all fucking plastered. And, you know, eventually Rosario Dawson's character comes back and walks in on all this going on. It's like, what the fuck? Then Dante, like, goes outside with her. They talk it out a little bit and realize, you know, Dante's like, look, I want to be with you. I want to raise this kid. I'll stay here in Jersey. We'll work at Moobies, whatever. Whatever it takes, baby, just you and me. So yeah, they work that out, and Jay and Silent Bob come out, they scream to him, hey, it's getting good, this big dude's about to blow the fucking donkey, he's about to blow the donkey. So they rush back inside, because you know they gotta see that. And then that's when the sexy stud, you know, he blows the donkey, and then he goes in. Oh, wait, no, he was blowing the donkey when Rosario Dawson, like, and Dante went out. Jay and Silent Bob, they're like, he's about to fuck the donkey. So they rush in to try to see that. And, you know, he does just that. He starts fucking the donkey. While they're kissing and shit is when Dante's wife walks in with a cake, and she's like, because it's supposed to be their last day in Jersey, so she was like gonna surprise him and be like, oh, we're on our way to Florida, we're gonna have a celebration, a cake, you know, kind of like a going away party. Kind of the opposite way that Randall went with a going away party. Anyway, she walks in as Dante and Rosario Dawson, they're making out hardcore. So she kicks him in the balls and she's like, you asshole, and then smashes the cake in his face, takes her engagement ring off and throws it at Rosario Dawson's character. She's like, you can have him, you can keep him. So yeah, that's when the cops and the fire department show up, and you know, they have to explain to them that it wasn't a fire, it was this guy's donkey show. They all get locked up. And Randall and Dante start fighting a little bit. They're like, oh, you know. Dante's like, you ruined my life. And Randall's like, get off me, man. I didn't ruin your life. Your life's been ruined, man. You ruined your own life, man. And then from here is when the sexy stud was like, you know, you guys, there's nothing wrong with watching, what does he call it? Interspecies erotica, not bestiality. He's very adamant. He's like, it's interspecies erotica. There's nothing wrong with watching interspecies erotica. So you guys are locked up for nothing. It's me. I fucked up. I'm screwed here. And he's like, I miss my donkey. So Dante and Randall come to grips. They become friends again. And get a loan, reopen the Quick Trip and video store, and Jay and Silent Bob get out and, you know, do their whatever it is that Jay and Silent Bob do. Elias Well, Elias, man, his story is. No, I'm just kidding. Elias, his parents weren't very happy with him. Oh yeah, Elias, I want. He started right as like the sexy studs like pulling his pants out to fuck the donkey. He's like, Elias goes, if he's gonna jack off, I'm gonna jack off. And they're like, I don't think he's gonna jack off. No, he started to fuck that donkey, and Elias was jacking off to it. Very good, very good. So yeah, everyone kind of gets back to the Quick Trip at the end of the day, and Rosario Dawson has Dante's baby. They all live happily ever after together. Pretty good movie. I'm gonna have to give it like a, oh, I don't know, maybe like a, I mean, it's not like the greatest movie. It's definitely not Kevin Smith's best work. Actually, it's like my least favorite Askewniverse movie so far. And I've already seen Reboot. I know I like Reboot more than this. And I imagine Clerks 3 is probably going to be better than this, but I don't want to like jump to any conclusions. But that being said, I think, yeah, it's his best work yet. I'm sorry, it's his worst work yet that I've seen in the specifically the Askewniverse. You know, it's no, what was that hockey movie he made? Oh, I don't know. I'll probably review it eventually. I think it was like hockey hosers. I don't know, something like that. That's his worst work. But Clerks 2 is the worst one in the Askewniverse, I'd say. So, yeah, I'll probably give it like a 69. All right, yeah, I'm gonna give it a 69. You guys know what 69 means? It's one away from 70. 69, that's a D plus if you ask me. Maybe even a just straight up D if you're, I don't know, don't want to do pluses and minuses. Who does F minus? No one. No one. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much Clerks 2. That's my thoughts on the whole thing. And yeah, man, it's decent. It's I like I said, it's not the best. It's jokes are very funny. It's got very funny jokes, but if you want to watch a movie where a whole lot of nothing happens, it's just like kind of like a slice of life. You know, and it's kind of like it's kind of stale, you know. It just has like a staleness factor to it. You can clearly feel. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know quite how to explain it, but yeah. That's why it gets a 69. It's still a lot of the jokes are pretty funny, but yeah, it's not great. 69. Yeah, man. So, any Hoosers, I'm gonna get up on out of here now, and I hope you have a beautiful week, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and I hope you continue to just win, no matter what. I don't know the lyrics to that song, but yeah, we'll see you next week for Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Alrighty, son and or daughter or non-binary offspring. We'll catch you next week, you little freak of nature. Love y'all. Bye-bye.